listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist. Dr. Michelle, as the announcer says. I love that guy, don't you, Lucia?
I said I love him.
There you go. Dr. Michelle. There you go. Hey, everybody, have a great day and keep it here on LA Talk Radio because I have a very special guest. You know her because you listen to LA Talk Radio all the time. Every Sunday at 3 p.m., you can hear Lucia. She's the love lady. She's the relationship expert here.
You are, too.
Oh, yeah, we both are, you know? We're coming from different places, a little bit of different places.
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean, sometimes I'm told I'm a little dry, and I get a little too, clinical. Clinical. Like that. So
you bring the PhD point of view. I bring the experiential point of view.
There you go.
We meet in the middle.
Perfect. That works.
Yeah.
That really works. By the way, anybody out there, everybody, wherever you're calling from, if you want to do it live and ask Lucia and myself any questions today, you can do it. 323 is the area code. 203-0815. 323-203-0815. Anything you want to ask or comment on, go for it. And if you're really obnoxious and rude, I love it. Or I'll blow you off the air.
Right. We'll hang up on you.
Do you blow a lot of people off the air sometimes?
I don't take callers.
Oh, you are smart, girl.
That's one way to do it. No, you know why? Because the people I interviewed, their books are so fascinating.
Aww.
And I have so many questions to ask them that I don't want to get interrupted.
There you go. See, you're good.
Yes.
You're good, girl. There you go. Yeah, get off topic. You got to focus on those authors there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've written your latest online book. We're going to be talking about that. It's Lucia's Lessons of Love, An Expert Answers the Most Asked Dating and Relationship Questions, Volume 1.
Yes.
So I know there's going to be more volumes coming along.
We hope so.
And I've read them. And it's really good, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're going to jump into this. And by the way, folks, if you, again, have any questions or information about our guest today, Lucia, or me, comments, questions, like I said, you can find me at drmichelletherapy.com, DR. Just, abbreviate DR, Michelle, with two L's, therapy.com. I know it's long, but you'll eventually get there. And you'll find out about what I'm about, which is a lot of relationship stuff. I mean, we work with folks and really try to help them with all their own issues as well, like self-esteem and depression and anxiety, which really all screws up relationships, all that stuff that we have within ourselves.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
We got to come on into a relationship sort of kind of healthy, so yeah, we'll be the best
hopefully.
We can.
Yeah. And see, that's the difference between you and me. It's like, you try to help them through all those issues.
Right.
Me, I don't care. It's like, I don't care what the problem is. I just bottom line. It's like, look, this is what you got to do.
Right. Exactly. No, that's great. That's right. I don't, I'm just going to jump to, this is what you need to hear so you can get your act together and have a decent relationship.
Yeah. And I've been acute. I mean, this girl, she wrote to me and I was a bit harsh.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I ever apologized when I gave someone an answer.
Yes.
But she was just like throwing herself at this guy and saying,
uh-oh,
okay, I'll have sex with you.
Uh-oh.
And throwing and throwing. And she sounded obviously very young. And so I was like, you know what? You better just back off. I'm like, stop it.
Right, right.
And I go, otherwise you're going to continue to be used and thrown away like a tissue.
Exactly. No, there you go.
It sounds so bad.
No, it's true.
You got to know.
You really have to know. And, some people need to be told. And that's why you wrote your book. So folks can get with it and learn some of the lessons of love. So let's talk about let's just jump in here. And what made you decide to become a relationship expert in your life?
Yes. Well, because, love has always been a topic I've been interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that most of my reading, because I'm a voracious reader, mm-hmm. I would say I'm probably addicted to it.
Good.
And it was, you know, most of the books were about love or relationships.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I, you know, I've never been married, and I just was never able to seem to get it right.
Yes.
So I'm one of those tenacious people like, damn it, I got to find out what the answer is. I got to solve this problem.
Right, exactly. I'm going to get it right. So that, you know, and I'm going to help other people, which is therapeutic for you, too.
So, yeah. And so, you know, I'd always be giving my girlfriend's advice. Mm-hmm. And then one day I'm like, and that's first. I've just basically decided, and so I started with a show on public access, The Art of Love.
Very nice.
Did that for about 3 years, and then just everything moved on from there.
That is awesome. So on the show, did you interview people with issues, or was it like one-on-one, or was it just informative? Like today, we're going to be talking about how to.
Yeah, each show had a different topic.
Cool.
I had a lovely co-host.
Nice.
And so we discussed the topic for that show, and then we'd answer emails.
That's great.
It was a fun show, and you can find clips on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
Under The Art of Love. Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably really got some benefit out of it, too.
I hope so.
You know, so you decided, because you had a lot of people coming to you, a lot of your friends trusting in you, and you help give them advice, and you start giving really good advice, and you thought, wait a minute, I really know a lot about this stuff, so I'm going to put it out there. And now you're writing, and you have the show here on LA Talk Radio, and what are some of the other things you're involved in?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I also have a syndicated column.
Great.
And now I've transformed the dating and relationship part to specializing in cougar relationships.
Very cool.
And so I'm very busy with that. I'm going to be the keynote speaker at the Cougar Convention next Friday here in Los Angeles.
Now, what's that going to be about? What do people do at a Cougar Convention?
You know, it's so funny because people hear about it. They're like, wow, that sounds exciting. What's going to happen at this Cougar Convention?
Well,
you know, obviously there's going to be booths.
Yes.
I'm going to be teaching a little Cougar class.
Cool.
And there's going to be some speed dating. And then I'll give my keynote address.
That's so nice.
My first keynote address ever.
Hey, I think you've done that before.
Well, I've spoken before, but...
Yeah.
And cool. and the topic is going to be the Cougar Revolution.
Very nice.
And then there's going to be dancing and drinking.
That's so cool. So when you teach a Cougar class, what are you teaching?
Well, you know, people say, well, do women need a Cougar class? It's like, isn't it just like regular dating?
Right.
And it's actually not.
Okay.
Because there's different dynamics because the guy is younger.
Right.
And so women tend to make certain mistakes just because they're older. They
think,
oh, well, you know, I have more money, so I should pay.
Oh.
Or, well, I'm older, so I need to tell him about life. And,
You
know,
well,
you know, when I was your age and all that stuff.
Yipes.
And, of course, you know that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Except the money. The money part's kind of good. But
Well, to a certain degree.
I know,
but then you don't
want
to turn him into, you don't want to become a sugar mama.
Exactly.
Unless that's what you want. You don't
mind.
Right. You know, I know this guy.
Yeah.
He's actually the brother of a very famous A-list actress.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dating a woman.
Yes.
A cougar. And then he met someone else, and he broke up with her, and she offered him $250,000 to come back and stay with her.
Whoa.
And pursue his acting and not work.
Whoa.
Do you think do you think he accepted it?
I would.
He did. He didn't.
So he, wow.
He turned
the man
down.
Has quality. He has character.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money to turn down.
Yeah. So is he still sort of dating this other cougar that you know of? Or?
No. He moved on to a girl like closer to his age.
Oh, okay. All
who
right.
then
yeah.
went on, they were supposed to, here's something crazy.
Okay.
So they were dating.
Right.
And she's also an actress.
Right.
And then she went away to, you know, do a film, as these actresses often do.
Yes.
And at the airport, she's like, oh, I love you so much. I can't live without you.
Right.
2 weeks later, she calls him. She's like, get your stuff out of my place. It's over.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We're like, how the hell do you go from that to that?
Yeah, exactly. Confused woman, obviously.
And now she's married to someone else.
Is she really? Oh, see, isn't that funny? You know? Well, you know what I find interesting is, you know, the whole thing about the prejudice and it's just not right that a lot of times older men, distinguished men, can have young hotties, you know. I mean, it's just been forever, and it does, and, you know, polygamy and all that stuff. But, and women, older women, can't have a young hottie guy. And it's just so, you know, it's just been for so long a myth.
Do you know what you call a guy, guy who dates a much younger woman?
What?
Rich.
Da-da.
Exactly.
Rich. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, right. Women always
powerful.
Get...
Rich.
Yes. Women always get lambasted for whatever they do. Anytime they try to change the status quo and rise up and become different, there's a big backlash.
Right.
So there is, of course, a cougar backlash. One reporter from Newsweek said that cougars would be extinct by next year. You know, people are calling it a fad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say the only way that is going to happen is, A, if women over 40 stop getting divorced.
Right.
Which I don't see that happening.
Right.
And if they stop being attracted to younger men, and if younger men stop being attracted to older women.
Mm-hmm.
So that, since that is never going to happen, it's not a fad, and it's just going to get bigger, and that's why I call it the Cougar Revolution.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a couple of male clients who are young men. I mean, they're, let's see, let me think. One's in his late 20s, the other's 32.
Mm-hmm.
And they really like to be with older women.
Yeah. What's their number? No, just kidding.
Yeah, they're like, here, I'll give them a call. I'll give you their number after. You know, it's just, these guys are mature. I mean, they've kind of had a lot of issues in their life where they've had to grow up real fast, a lot of icky stuff. That's why they're on my couch. But on the other hand, you know, they've had to learn how to overcome and deal with a lot of this stuff. And become men really early in their life due to whatever. So they really appreciate, and I guess, you know, they've had some really, you know, good women modeling behaviors in their life. Possibly mom was awesome or auntie or some kind of support system. And they really appreciate the non-drama.
Mm-hmm.
they appreciate the no-nonsense. You know, just get right to it. No games. There's no bullshit.
Yeah,
because,
maturity.
You know, they exactly. After a certain age.
We don't have time. We've got time for all that.
We just don't have
We're
time.
We're busy.
Yeah. The no games. And, it, you know, so, I mean, I really get that. And I see that a lot.
Yeah.
Know? So it's nice how things are changing. Ashton Kutcher. I can't say his last name. Kushner, of course, is a wonderful example of. But look at Demi. I mean, she's, my God, she's awesome. She's bright. She's talented. She's incredible. And he walked right in there and adopted three kids, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hello.
I know. Way to go.
He got a new family, dude. But he's got his stuff together. He's totally cool. The relationship's intact. And, you know, that's a perfect example of those relationships working out.
Yeah, I mean, look at Halle Berry. She's 9 years older than her guy.
Mariah
Carey, 12 years older.
Uh-huh. So it's, you know. It's
happening.
It's happening. I think it always has happened, but it's never really been out there as much because, again, I think women, you know, have always tried not to stir things up. And if they were to have a relationship like that in the olden days, whatever that means.
The olden days. You mean in the 60s?
Yeah, exactly.
Back before.
They, you know, they didn't broadcast
it.
They didn't
why?
Put it out there.
Well, because women weren't financially independent, so they weren't in control of their own lives. So they have to, you know, walk a straight line.
That's
but
right.
Now we can do whatever the hell we want.
That's right. We can.
Damn
we
it.
Can just put it out there, damn it. So anyway, the Cougar Convention. So, you know, we'll talk about that too,
and,
folks.
And it's, if people want to go to it, then go to my website, theartoflove.net, and click on the Cougar.
Cool.
The running Cougar on the.
You have a cool website. You know, I really love your website.
You.
I love
thank
all
you.
Your stuff.
There's a lot going on there.
There is, but it's user friendly.
Yes,
as
I
we
try
say.
To make it friendly.
So it's Friday, November 6th at the Crown Plaza, Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Okay, guys. So
6:30.
6:30. Be there. Be square. Go over there and enjoy.
And there's going to be a lot of media there, too.
That'll be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, there will be. And you're the keynote speaker, girl.
I know.
Awesome, dude. Good for you. Well, that's because you are Lucia, who has Lessons of Love. And let's talk about your latest book. It's, it's, you know, a lot of dating questions, you know, and relationship questions are answered in this book, which I really like. So, first of all, basically, how do you help people in this book? What are some of the general things that you do to help?
These are like general relationship questions that everyone has had at any one time. Like, you know, what is love?
Mm-hmm.
And is there such a thing as the one? Does fate have anything to do with who you date?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if someone really loves you? You know, what are the top three dating mistakes? Just general questions. This is more like a reference book. In fact, this woman bought this book.
Mm-hmm.
She said she keeps it on her coffee table and she reads it every week and she agrees with everything I said.
How nice.
I was like, can you put that in the writing, please?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's super. So it's the advice is great. It's straightforward. It's plain talk. You quote a lot of famous people, which, you know, wisdom is really always good.
Yeah.
So let's just start with, everybody kind of has their own perception of love.
Yes.
So how would you describe love?
L-O-L-O-V.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the best definition I've heard came from the Buddhists.
Hmm.
And that is that love is wishing others to be happy with no strings attached.
Ooh, God, that's tough.
Oh, woo-hoo! Hell yeah, it's tough.
We're so egocentric, you know. It's all we need. It's me,
I know.
Yeah.
And if you, I mean, that is really the highest definition of love. If you really love someone, if you think about who you love that you're not romantically attached to, you know,
like a
son, a mother, you want them to be happy no matter what.
That's right.
So it means they have to go away somewhere for 6 months.
Yes, yes.
Or whatever, just do something, join the army.
Mm-hmm.
Then you love them and, yes, do what you need to do. But if it's an ego, it's like, what? What are you doing that for? Don't do that.
Right, right. Exactly.
So,
no, that's
perfect. You have to let go every day.
Yes, you do. That's beautiful. I love that. Let go every day and allow the other person to be who they are and be happy for their joy.
Yeah.
And be happy for, you know, the things they need to fulfill in life, too.
And also, then, if you love that way, the thing is, they're probably bound to stay because since so few people do love that way, they'll know they have something special and they won't want to go away.
Exactly. No, it's really true. And what I find, too, is women or men, and a lot of guys are like this, too, who are kind of clingy and fearful. And I just, you know, they worry about other things that people are doing or, gee, maybe they're cheating on me or, gee, maybe they're too independent or, gee, you know, that's really creepy and they want to go away. They don't even want to be with that person because it's insecurity.
Yeah, so. And, you know, in terms of, like, you know, you mentioned the cheating about trusting because you always hear, especially, you know, people saying, well, you can't trust men, don't trust men. And I was saying that to my girlfriend. I'm like, well, then what the hell are we going to do? How are we supposed to live if we can't trust them?
Right.
And then a few days later, the answer came.
Yes.
And it was, you don't have to trust men. You just have to trust yourself.
Right.
That way you don't have to trust one person.
That's right. It's really true.
Yeah. No. If you just go with your feelings, how is this person making me feel?
Mm-hmm.
If it feels good, you move forward. If it feels bad, you back up. That's it.
That's right. And say, why? And define. Why does it feel bad? Well, it feels bad. Define it. And if that's not okay with you, done. You know, you get out of there. Exactly.
Right.
So how can people know when they've found the one? The perfect one for them.
Well, you know, there's many different ones.
Yeah.
Because people say, well, you know, I'm looking for the one. But I think
you
can have more than one in your life.
Yes.
You know, because otherwise, what if you meet someone who you think is the one and then it's over and, you know, now what?
Right, right, right.
You know, what's the point of living now?
Yeah.
It's over.
Exactly, exactly.
So I think when you find the one, you feel very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can totally be yourself. And you feel safe, which is what everyone is looking for. Someone they can be themselves with and feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that feeling, and guys, I always hear from them that they say, oh, well, I can totally be myself with her.
Yes.
And that's so important for guys. You don't realize
Yes.
That they just, because women are always trying to change them.
Right.
And so when they find someone who isn't, and they can do whatever they want, she's not going to be judging them. They're like, wow.
Right. And laughing at their goofy jokes and laughing at their quirky things or just saying, he's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they she gets him and she's not trying to change him.
Exactly. That's right. I have a friend who he's you know, he's like an older guy, he's in his 50s and he's a professional. He's really done well in the banking industry. He's really cute. He had a really bad divorce. Probably 10 years ago. So he started doing online dating and my husband and I were following the course of him because he's a very good friend. So he would meet these women and take a while and talk to them and get their profiles. And then we'd go out on double dates together because it was important for us to approve. So we'd all go out. You know, he'd actually be with them, kind of meet them a couple of times. And then kind of now we're going to bring in the friends and see what they think. We must have met six women who were awesome, cute.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a little awkward because here's these friends that, you know, are staring at them. I mean, we're cool and nice and everything, but they kind of know why the other friends are
What's
there.
Up? Yeah.
So we went through like six different dinners or entertainment places or whatever. Going, oh my God, man, get a grip. Oh, she's cute. Yeah, we like her. Nah, I don't like her. Okay. Next one. She seems nice. Nah. So finally.
Yeah.
He says, I want you to go out to dinner with me with this girl that I met. Whatever. Fine. So we go out. this woman is just, I mean, he was different. He was a completely different person.
Ooh.
He was relaxed. He was acting his goofy self. Not over the top weird.
Uh-huh.
He was just himself.
Yeah.
Because with these other women, he had this air on, like, you know, I've got to be cool. Whatever.
Right.
This lady, they're together.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is amazing. So it's that whole thing. Nobody's going to have to change him. She doesn't want to change him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to change her.
Yeah.
They both have similar interests, up personalities. They're always having a good time, but it's real. They keep it real. When they need to get real and talk seriously, they talk it out. I mean, I'm just thrilled for him because when we met this woman and spent the whole evening, we said, okay, dude, if you don't hang with this we're done with you. We're not going out.
We're breaking up with you.
So exactly. So that's just, sorry to throw in that long and boring story, but
great.
I mean, it's really true about, you know, that's the one, is the one that's not going to want to change you. And you can be your total self with that person.
Yeah.
And
because eventually
totally
your total self is going to come out anyways.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So that's my things do work out story. For all of you out there who have been online dating for a long time and can't find anyone, everybody fakes, you know, things and profiles, and then when you meet them, they have issues. No, not everyone's got issues.
I just thought of a quote when you said work out. Things work out the best when people make the best the way things work out.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. That's perfect.
Hey.
I really like that. No, exactly. It's your perception. So you have to change your perception a little bit and expect the best, and it's going to be all right.
That was your perception.
Exactly. It goes with the way you feel. So, you know, so we talked about love. We talked about the one.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I get a lot of times are people coming in saying, I don't know. Why do I always pick the wrong person? I always pick these narcissistic guys. I always pick these women who are just so, you know, intense and they're drama queens.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the people continue to, you know, pick the wrong person, do you think?
Well, you'll continue to pick the same people until you change, because you're the common denominator in all these relationships. And nobody wants to hear that or believe it. It's like, no, it can't be me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is. And so, you know, like attracts like energy. So whatever your energy is, that's what you're going to attract.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that's really the only way to change it. And I've seen that with myself. It's like, you know, I decided, okay, no more games. I'm going to be, you know, because,
come on,
I know all the games, okay?
Yeah.
I wrote the book on it.
There you go. Literally. Okay.
You know? And I said, I'm done. I'm going to be honest and real and blah, blah, blah. And that's when you start being turned off to the people that you were usually attracted to.
Yeah. That's it. It's a changing within. Get to know yourself better and no bullshit anymore. I mean, just be who you are, lighten up a little bit, but don't, and no more games. You know, and there are a lot of games. That's something else I see with some of the guys who come in and like the older women. They're tired of the games with the younger women. They're just tired of the ups and downs of the drama.
Right.
Like the person you were talking about that called from the airport, the actor, and said, pack your things, you know. It's like, I love you. 2 weeks later, get out of my house.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I was in this parking lot a few days ago. I hadn't been in that parking lot for years. And I was dating this guy, and we were having a fight about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember. And I was in the car, and he wasn't. He's like, get out of the car. And I'm like, no. And I had a Camaro, an 86 Camaro. He pulled the handle off the car.
Oh, that's scary.
From the outside.
Oh, that's scary.
You know how hard it is to pull a handle off a
car? Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm like, dude.
What was his deal?
Oh, well, he was, you know, obviously the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I made him pay to put it back on eventually.
Oh, good.
But it's like, wow, I would never be involved in that drama again. I would never be in that situation where I'm in the car and he's telling me to get out and I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It's like it would just never even go there.
God. No, that's right. You learn from traumatic experiences and you're saying, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to be with anybody like this.
Yeah, because as soon as you see the signs, you get the hell out.
Yeah, exactly. So when people really want to meet someone and they, you know, they really like them, what are some of the quick ways that people can connect, do you think?
Well, I find the best way is by listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, most people don't listen. And what I...
shaking
your head.
It's true. It's really true.
And you're a good listener because, you know, you're a therapist. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you just sit there and nod your head
And I really am listening. I'm not one of those people who falls asleep.
Right,
really
right, right. Yeah, who's making mental notes.
At least not yet.
Like,
you know, yeah.
Making your grocery list. Like, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh, okay.
That's right.
And it's amazing because... you know, I'll be talking to people on the phone, and they'll say something, and then I'll be trying to get a word in edgewise, and they just, like, keep talking. Mm. It's like, hello, it's a conversation. Do you not hear me trying to interject?
Yes.
And it's funny because I find that the most successful people that are very financially successful in life, mm-hmm. they're the ones where I try to say something, and they immediately stop talking, and they go, yes, because they're listening.
Right.
So it not only helps you in your romantic life,
right.
it helps you all around to just listen.
Right.
And especially for, you know, for women with guys. Guys love to talk about themselves.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And so if you let them, and
yes.
I mean, they'll actually be more attracted to you
mm-hmm.
because they've opened up themselves and, mm-hmm. they're talking to someone because they can't talk to their guy friends the way they talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you just let the guy talk. And actually, if the guy, here's another quote, mm-hmm. a guy who isn't trying to impress you isn't very impressed with you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, so if you go on a date and the guy's like, oh, and I do this, and I blah, blah, you go, oh, that's great. Instead of thinking, what a schmuck, he's doing all the talking. It's like, good, good, keep talking.
Yeah, exactly. That means he must really want to impress
me. Right, otherwise
me
because, he wouldn't care.
Right, right, exactly. And if, you know, I've had ladies come in and complain about these guys who continue to date them, I guess. They like abuse or something. And they always talk about themselves throughout most of the date, which is interesting because you'd think that women are talkers. And we are.
Yeah, we are.
But this, you know, I put up the red flag of narcissism. You know, look out, mm-hmm. the guy's going to be, I need, and I did this, and my accomplishments, and I have this much money, and I've talked to these people. I'm on the A-list of these parties. It's like, shut up. Just let me talk. You know, I tell them just, can I kind of tell you something about myself?
Uh-huh.
Sure. And see how long the time period is when you start talking about yourself. And if it's, you know, a minute or so and they interrupt and they gear the conversation towards themselves again, you know, I did that too. And it's like, don't even go there with that relationship.
Right.
Because this person's going to want, I mean, this is the first several dates. You know, you're going to want to be out of this because it's going to be all.
People... I mean, you want the guy to tell you about himself because he's trying to impress you. If he's interested, he is going to be trying to impress you.
For sure.
You obviously don't want him to monopolize the whole conversation, so there's a fine line to be walked. And then also those kind of people that are always, they're insecure.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, if you have all that stuff going on, why do you need to bring it up?
Exactly. That's right. That's a real
thing. I mean, I've met, like, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They never once talked about money.
Right.
Or anything.
No. Stealth
they
wealth.
They don't care.
No.
It's
exactly.
Their
they're
life.
Doing their thing.
They're not
right.
trying to impress anybody.
That's right. That's exactly. They're okay with who they are, and all they need to do is be okay with and impress themselves.
Yeah, then, they don't have to say, oh, well, I own this hotel, and
exactly.
I do this, and I do that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So are there mistakes that people make? What are the top three dating mistakes, maybe, that you talk about in your book? And also... other mistakes that you can think of that
everyone
you know, people
always
do.
Asks me that.
Okay.
The top three dating
cool.
mistakes.
Yes.
So, well, one I find.
I want to know.
Yeah. One I find is that. Oh, by the way, people can get an excerpt from the book at lessonsoflove.net.
Oh, okay.
There is a little
great.
Excerpt. Expert.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know how to say it.
It's an excerpt. It is lessonsoflove.net, and then you can, you know, just get a like we say, take a taste, and then when you start reading a little bit, then you go, oh, I want the whole book.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So I find that most people, they move too quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to just like calm down, slow down, get a grip.
Yeah.
Because all those chemicals, the dopamine and all that is coming on. And mm-hmm. so you feel compelled to rush towards them. And that's your biggest mistake because you don't know who the hell you're dealing with.
That's true.
So just slow down.
Slow down. Yeah.
And you know, and then it'll get, you'll get closer incrementally. Mm-hmm, like it's going to be slow at first and, you know, slowly build up, and then finally, choom, it'll take off.
Right. If it's meant to.
Yeah,
right,
of
right,
course.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So,
cool.
You know, everybody calm down. Just slow down. See who you're working with, what you're working with.
Yeah. Chill out. Listen. Okay. Yep.
And then, of course, the next one is having sex too soon.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And women, they always think, well, if I don't have sex with him, he's going to leave. And
right.
you know mm-hmm. what? Men's dirty little secret is that if they're interested, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay? They're not leaving.
Right.
Now, they may be having sex with other women
right.
at the time, but you know what? If you're not having sex with them, then who cares?
Right. That's a really good way to think about it. Because, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it hasn't, the relationship, hopefully at this point, the relationship hasn't been really solidified.
Yeah.
You know, to where you're looking for a commitment from this guy yet. You're still getting to know him and really like him. And so you're, yeah. That's a great idea. That's a really
exactly,
cool thing.
Exactly. Why
worry?
I actually did a survey on MySpace a few years ago, and mm-hmm. I said, you know, how long would you be willing, you know, would you be willing to wait 3 months to have sex with someone?
Right.
And most of them said yes, and, okay. and some of them said, yeah, as long as it takes. You know, a few bozos said hell no and all that.
Yeah,
but
right.
for the most part,
right.
I mean, if someone is really interested in a right. relationship and is right. not just looking for sex,
right.
they'll wait.
Right.
And
right.
if they don't, then it's not the right guy, and next.
That's great. That's really true.
And then, of course, the third one would be ignoring the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maya Angelou says, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And they will show you who they are. You just have to, like, sit there and watch.
Right.
And also, on the first date, men will usually tell you what their problem is, what their issue is.
Yeah.
Again, if you listen.
That's right.
You know, they'll say something that if you're not paying attention, it's going to pass you by. They'll
right.
say, like, oh, my ex-girlfriend, she was, you know, wacko. Right. She was psycho.
Ah.
It's like, really, was she psycho, or did you do something to bring out that part of her?
Right.
You
right.
know?
That's what you're thinking in your mind when you're hearing this. But then you go, wow, that's really must have been tough. So what did she do? And then if she did, you know, then you get to judge and see how weird it was.
Yeah.
And see what his perception was of that relationship. If you know, if she seems pretty normal to some of the things he did, then, of course, everybody's on good behavior, huh? So you're going to hear only good stuff that he did.
Right. And then also it's like, well, if she was such a psycho, then why were you with her? Then what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You'd be attracted to that.
Right. Yeah. And how long were you with this person?
Exactly.
Hmm. Really? So you like that. You attract that. So,
yeah.
You know, why do guys and women attract these people? I mean, you know, you said earlier, it's about you don't kind of like yourself enough, and you have to really like who you are so you can... Yeah, have that vibration, or like attracts like.
Well, you know,
I guess.
As Marianne Williamson says, it's not that you meet them, it's that you give them your phone number.
Yeah.
You can meet
yeah.
them. I mean, I can meet, you know, crazy people all day,
yeah.
but they're not going to get my number.
That's right. That's true.
So
no, that's right. So, yeah, it's true. The sleeping thing. Hold off. That's a big dating mistake. You know, just chill out. And because, you know, guys who really are into you are willing to wait.
Yeah, because then, especially yeah. with the women, you got that oxytocin that starts flowing. Then you start feeling bonded.
Yeah.
And then you let them you know, get away with stuff you wouldn't normally have let them get away with.
Yep.
And, you know, for guys, it's just a physical act. It means nothing.
Yep.
Unless
yep.
they're in love with you.
Yeah. I agree. I really think it's true. So on that note, so we're talking about taking your time and just going slowly and doing the things right to get to know somebody. So you cover the subject of, does this mean that women have to play hard to get? Is that what that means? Or does that, what do you mean, you know, when you kind of say
question.
That?
Good question.
Well, thank you.
It's not about playing hard to get.
Yeah.
It's about being hard to get.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, meaning mm-hmm. that if you respect yourself, you're not going to just hand yourself over to the first guy that comes along.
Right.
And so you're not playing hard to get. It's like, you know what, I need to know who you are.
Yeah.
And until I know who you are, you're not going to get me. So you're just being hard to get.
Right. Right.
So
cool.
So when you're coming from that point of view, then you're not have to play games of like, oh, let's see, what should I do? Should I call him? Should I not call him? Should I do this? Should I do... You know, you're just naturally just, and also if you have a life, it helps to have a life.
Yes, it does.
If you're really busy.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Yeah, because, you know, the guy I'm seeing, he actually called me this morning at like 8:45.
Nice.
And I could have called him back, or I could have texted him, like, you know what, it's like, I got to get ready for my interview with Dr. Michelle.
That's right.
You know, I need to do my yoga stretching.
Good for you,
and
girl.
So I didn't call him back. I'm like, you know, I'll call him later.
Yeah.
Whereas if I had nothing going on, I'd be like, oh, I got to call him back right away.
That's right. That's true. No, that's true. And it's funny because I, a lot of young women who come in to see me, they do. They have this issue with, and women too who are older. But I mean, a lot of the young women, they feel that they have to play hard to get. They feel that they have to be supposedly busy. Some of the young women who are not working full time, or they're students. I see
yeah.
students, and you know, they just, you know, they have to be busy. They have to pretend like they're busy, and they really don't, or they have to play like, they have to have a certain tone in their voice, you know, they're not just relaxed because they don't feel okay enough about themselves to be able to just have a real conversation with this guy. So, and, I mean, it's interesting.
And
I
also,
see that.
You know, pretend, you know, you can pretend to be busy all you want.
Right.
But then when you talk to this guy, the things you say and the energy you come across with, it's just going to counteract all the busyness that you supposedly were having.
Right.
You know,
it's true. It,
you know, you're incomplete.
Right.
So it's not right. just about pretending not to be available.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's about then how do you talk to this person? And
yeah.
do you have confidence and yeah. you have something going on? And, yeah, I mean, I just
yeah.
find that, you know, I'm changing now. My conversations are different. This
right.
guy that I'm seeing now, you know, I didn't, like, a few months ago, you know, I saw him. And then I didn't hear from him for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've decided to, you know, change my reactions. And so most women, if they saw someone and then didn't hear from him for 2 weeks, they would have been like, well, where were you?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Or they just really don't. They don't want to hang with me, and they're just, okay, dumb.
Yeah.
They're
and
done.
So,
whatever.
And so instead,
yeah.
when he called, first thing I said was, hi, it's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, baby.
But there you go. Okay.
There you go.
And he came
right.
back with, it's nice to hear your voice, too.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
and then, and everything was fine. I didn't make a big deal out of it.
That's
and,
smart.
And then when we got together, you know, he wanted to be intimate.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable being intimate with you right now
yeah.
because I don't feel we're that close, you know? So
well,
I didn't say,
true.
Well.
It's true. You're being real. You're
right.
keeping it real, you know?
Yeah.
So that's great.
And you would think, you know, that he was going to leave or whatever. You know what? He's getting closer and closer.
Right. Because you kept it real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not going to try to, you know, please him if you're feeling odd or feel like he may lose interest or anything like that, because like you wrote the book, you know, these things. So, you know, what do men really want? What do you think guys want? Come on now. What do they really want?
What do they really want?
The
you,
real deal.
You mean besides sex?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
you know what? Men, they want to be appreciated. They want to be accepted and they want to feel good and they want to feel masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. a woman that makes him feel like that, they're going to run towards her.
Yeah.
And the way to make him feel masculine is you need to be feminine.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Because otherwise, if you're at being masculine, you can put on the sexiest dress, the perfume, the hair, the makeup. But if your energy and attitude is masculine, eventually
yeah.
he's going to be repelled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah.
really true.
Right. You can't be the man in the relationship. And I know it's hard these days because women,
right.
they're working for themselves, they're running businesses, and they have to have that male energy on during
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that guy calls or when you see him that night, you need to switch hats and get into your feminine energy.
Yes, it's really true. I hear you. It's a couple I was seeing a couple of years ago. I think they're doing better now, I hope. I think they're doing well. I pushed the little, you know, they're out of the nest and they did pretty well.
Uh-huh.
I think they went on. But what I kept seeing is that I tried not to judge when I first met them. You know, you have to be an objective person and just see how people talk and move and deal with each other.
Uh-huh.
And his main complaint was that she was always questioning him on certain things.
Mm.
Well, what are we going to do? They were semi-engaged. What are we going to do when... What are we going to do if I want to change the furniture and you don't? What are we going to do if, or where, you know, you didn't call me. And she's always like, I mean, in the voice and the approach and the body language,
Yikes.
Which we'll talk about too
yeah.
a little bit. But it was really, gosh, she was very masculine
yeah.
in her approach. She was very, boom, forward and
right.
just straightforward and did it. And the guy felt like he was like on a queer show or something, you know, all the time. Like, is that the right answer? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? And I went, oh my God,
wow.
you've got to like let this guy have his own head and let this guy be a man and
yes.
let him make some decisions and say, well, I think that's really cool, but sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe we should do it. Be more feminine.
Yeah.
Just don't. God. So I think she kind of learned how to back off a little bit and let him be a man. Let him be who he is and respect that and back off and be a little more feminine. Not be, oh, I'm so needy. Not that stuff, but, you know, or major dependence stuff. But you've got to be a woman to
yeah.
a man.
I just think
yeah.
that we have a lot of role models these days of how to be feminine women. That's the problem.
Yes. Yes.
And you
you're
know,
right.
We don't know.
I think you're right.
So
we don't know these things. I think growing up, I don't know about you, but, you know, we did kind of learn. You know, some of our mothers are sort of on the brink of hippies, sort of the before the hippie era, actually. But,
yeah,
you know, it, we still learn the traditional be a lady, you know, be a young lady, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
And you have to look really perfect and you can't talk too loud and you have to just be, you know, be quiet. And I don't know. It just seems like a lot of women are on their own now and they learn to be very assertive. So
yeah, and that
not
works
taught that
great in business, but again, it's not going to work with men because they're going to see you as a competitor, someone they need to fight and destroy.
Yeah, no, that's
so right. I love it. You know, because that's how the male mind thinks. It's like, oh, this person is, you know, going to get in my way, and I have to knock them down.
That's true.
You don't want that.
No,
if you're
true.
In a relationship.
No, it's true. Attack, fight, and control.
Yes.
Work it out. You know, one of the most common things I see with couples too is you know, women are complaining and they have stuff going on, or the guys are going, how can I fix it? How can I fix it? How can I make this work? How can I
they're all about fixing.
And it's like, no, don't fix it. Just listen.
Yeah.
Don't be fixing it. So yeah. So
I think one way for women also to come from their to be more feminine is to come from their feelings and to use the word I feel. And you don't realize how powerful that is.
It is.
And you're being, because as soon as you say, I feel, you're being real.
It's true.
And the guy knows it.
Yep. It's true. And, you know, I statements are, that's the biggie. I feel not attacking like you are, or you made me feel. No, no. Nobody makes you feel, dude.
Right.
You feel, girl, guys. So the I feel statements are really important.
Yeah, and it's so hard to do because you want to say, well, you this and you that.
Yeah, exactly. It's really true to stop.
All you can say is just your feeling towards the situation.
Yeah. And also, it's kind of my, you know, I took it as, or it was kind of my perception as, and it's just a style of speaking, you know, that I think all couples have to learn.
Yeah.
Because it gets really nasty and ugly sometimes. And also the reflective statements. So when someone says, you know, I kind of feel sort of depressed or sad when you don't call me for 3 weeks if you're on a business trip. I'm making this stuff up.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then the reflective statement from him would be, oh, wow, so what I'm getting from you is that. And I know it sounds really sterile and corny and, you know, 1980s group therapy-ish, but it's like confirming and it's really, you know, kind of confirming what each other is saying. So we're both on the same page. So.
Well, you know, also, what does Stephen Covey say? You know, seek first to understand and then to be understood.
Yes, it's really true.
So
that's perfect. No, it's so true. So, okay, why do men stop courting? A lot of women complain after a while. You know, he used to court me. You know, he used to be so different to me. You know, he used to be like this wonderful guy who would court me. And in your book you cover, you know, why do men kind of, you know, stop courting? Why do they kind of pull back a little bit? What has changed? And a lot of women I work with, you know, they take it kind of personally. They go, ew, it's something I did or something. They're not in love with me or they're bored with sex or they're, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Well, I think part of it is actually the reason we were just discussing, you know, about not being feminine. Because if you're feminine, then they're going to be masculine and masculine men chase and court.
Right.
And they'll continue to do it. So you have to stay in your feminine.
Yes.
And then also you have to understand the way the male mind works.
Yes.
And they're goal-oriented. And so once they have you, they figure, okay, I've achieved this goal. Now I can move on to the next.
Right. Right. And it's not like, okay, step on this person. No, it's like, okay, good. They're in a place and I love them and I feel good with them. And this was really, so now I can focus on other things.
Right. Now I can get back to work.
Right. It's not a bad thing. I think that's really important. I mean, I think a lot of women don't get that.
Right. But at the same time, also men need to be aware that, you know, the tactic you use to get the woman, you have to use them to keep the woman.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, do it the first 6 months, a year, and then, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so do give flowers once in a blue moon just for the sake of giving flowers.
Yes.
And do things once in a while.
Yeah. Keeping it fresh. Be spontaneous.
Yeah. No. I mean, you have to, like, date.
Yes.
Your partner, even if you're married.
Exactly.
See it as a date. And, you know, even if you're married, act like you're his girlfriend. Act like you're her boyfriend.
Right. Exactly. It's really, really important. That's a great point.
Because otherwise people get married and they're like, okay, well, we're married now. And, you know, we'll act a certain way because we're married.
Right.
Like, boring.
Yeah. And then their appearance goes down the chute, you know. We all start, you know, gaining weight or just getting comfortable and, you know, not exercising like we were, and, you know, we just get into a routine, and then
Yeah. And it's so easy to do it. You know, as a single person, obviously I don't do that.
Right. Of course.
And I would never do that even if I had a partner. I think that's disrespectful because you have your partner and they met you one way and all of a sudden you gain 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And you probably get people coming to you. Also, to me, it's like, well, you know, he gained 20 pounds. She gained, you know, what should I do?
Right.
It's like, you know what? I have no idea, because even if you say something, they're going to get pissed.
That's right.
Like, what do you tell them to do?
That's exactly right. It's the old joke of, you know, like comedians, guys, usually, you know, those old jokes about, does this make me look fat? You know, and, right? Wait, this new dress make me look fat? And you have to go, no.
You're already fat.
That's
no.
the word. Right. No. But, what's the reaction always? No.
But what do you tell them when someone comes to you and says that, you know, how do I tell my wife she needs to lose 20 pounds?
Yeah, what I tell them is you go from the health aspect. It's not anything about you look fat or you look bad or I'm not turned on anymore. You know, that might be actually, if you could approach it in a manner of in the sexual thing, if you could say, wow, I loved it when you used to wear this. Remember 5 years ago
that
when
you no longer fit into?
Thank you. And you know what? That's a little parenthesis.
Yes.
But I loved it when you used to wear this. God, that was sexy. And that's all you have to say, guys. Or like, you know, sometimes I'm really worried about your health. I really get worried about your health because, I mean, you know, it's like blood pressure can, you know, all that stuff, honey, your blood pressure and this and that. And I want you to be around a really long time for me. And that sounds a lot better than saying, you know, you're really.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're really getting fat. You know,
I don't know.
And
it's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. There has
I'm
to,
really
you know, because you
about
can't
your health. Right.
You can't, you know, especially with women. If you say something, they're going to get pissed.
Right. Do you think I'm gaining weight? You know, not really. I mean, you're always attractive to me. You're always beautiful to me. Sometimes I worry about, you know, your health a little bit because, you know, that's all. Well, yeah, are you saying I'm fat? No, you're not fat. It's just
I'm saying your cholesterol might be higher than it should be.
Cholesterol, you know, is fat, you know. But
yeah.
Oh God. That was probably some really bad advice I just gave. But no, I think, you know, if you can gently, you know, because
or
it
take
is about
for
health.
Long walks.
Why do we go for a long romantic walk?
Long, like 2 hours.
We've been out 2 hours climbing. Yeah, right. Climbing the hills up here. Okay. No, you're funny. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Yeah. I like that. I went walking last night. My husband wasn't home from work. I'm a night walker.
Wow.
I'm one of those night
is it
walkers.
Safe?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a really safe community.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty safe community. Although we did have an armed robbery about 3 weeks ago, and they had to close down the whole neighborhood. Anyway, so I'm walking my husband. I had my cell phone. He's coming home from work.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock, and he's going, I'm coming home. I said, good, I'm walking. So I'm like kind of jogging a little bit, and here's this car I hear coming up behind me. This is called a really cool guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Really great husband.
Yeah.
He comes up in this car, and I kind of look out of the corner of my eye, and he sees me running. So he's just following me. He followed me like 3 times around the block.
Wow.
He goes, you're now running 5 miles an hour. He was like joking with me. I go, thank you. You know, you're training me. But I mean, that's you know, that's really, that's, I got
that's
off
great.
Subject here.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, talking about walking and all that, that's a good guy. A guy who'll say, I want to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just follow you around the block. And he put music on really loud and was laughing. He was like, okay, jog to this music or do a little dance and this kind of thing. But he said, I just want to make sure you're safe and followed me. I love that.
Exactly. That's how it should be.
It is. Anyway, little interjection there, personal interjection.
No problem.
So how can somebody know that they're really ready for a serious relationship?
Well, you know, marriage or, you know, a committed relationship, it's about giving to the other person.
Right.
So, you know, if your main focus is how can I make my partner happy and your partner's focus is how can I make my partner happy, then how can that relationship ever break up?
Yes.
Exactly. You'll never break up because you're constantly making each other happy and you're giving to the other person. And so that's how you know if you're ready to be in a committed relationship is you want to give.
Yeah.
Because it's all about giving. It's not about taking.
Yep.
It's not about what's in it for me.
That's right.
You want to give to them. They want to give to you.
It's perfect. That's great. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you have been listening, my special guest today is Lucia. We're running out of time already.
Aww.
We're having too much fun, girl.
I know.
Anyway, you can listen to her every Sunday here on LA Talk Radio. She has her own talk show, Lucia, and she gives lessons of love. And she's an expert, relationship expert. Sunday at 3 p.m. And also, her latest book is Lucia's Lessons of Love, an expert answers the most dated, most asked dating and relationship questions, Volume 1. Yes. And how can people get in contact with you or get your book?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, they can just go to lessonsoflove.net, and there they can sign up for my free weekly newsletter and also read an excerpt from the book, and if they like it, buy it.
Right, coolio. Do it. It's really good advice, folks. And also, if you want to check out the Cougar Convention, it's happening November 6th, that's a Friday, at the Crown Plaza, Beverly Hills, and Lucia is the keynote speaker over there, so it'll be really cool. It's the real Cougar Town Convention, the real one.
Yes, not the fake one.
Yeah, not the fake one. The real one going down here in Beverly Hills. Thank you so much for being my special guest.
Thank you.
As always, a pleasure to see you, my dear, and hang out with you and all that stuff. Little time to be able to talk, huh?
Uh-huh.
We never get to talk.
I know. We're so busy.
So now we're on the air. We get to talk together. All right. Oh, there's my music. That was a little abrupt. Everybody, have a great day. Thank you for joining in. Dr. Michelle, that's me, your friendly psychologist. It's been fun hanging out on the couch. And as I always say, if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me at drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. And do have a great day and take care of yourself first. You know what I mean.
Flashing.